Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Casting Seeds. I'm Savannah, your holistic health practitioner and host, and you're listening to the only holistic health podcast that uses God's singular truth to give you individualized discernment. If you hear me laughing, it's because I just recorded a whole episode on this already, and I realized, I feel like it's totally God's grace because I couldn't even imagine if I posted this, I would have been so mortified. I am doing an episode today on red light therapy, and I swapped. This is how pregnant I am, okay? I swapped one of the names of the light therapy. So I'm talking about today LED and fluorescent, incandescent bulbs, and halogen bulbs. You guys, for the whole time that I was trying to say incandescent bulbs, I was saying fluorescent. So I have to scratch like a half hour's worth of time, and I'm willing to do it because I love you guys and I want what's best for you. So let's get back to it. I'm gonna have to repeat everything, but we're gonna do this together. And you know what? It's gonna be more precise. It's gonna sound even better. This was the episode that was meant to air, and I'm not gonna be upsetty spaghetti about it, even though y'all, I am. I totally am upsetting spaghetti. Okay. You can hear the cracks of my bed also. I'm laying on the bed because our bedroom... Oh, here's a little... By the way, before we get into red light therapy, a little life praise update. And if you guys could be praying for us. So we are rearranging our whole house because little Penelope Laura is on her way. We are... so thankful. We are at a new OB and he's amazing. He's an integrated OB. So he obviously is an MD, but he also loves holistic health. He loves that I'm a holistic health practitioner. He is amazing. I'm just going to say that. So thank you so much, everyone, for praying and giving us discernment on what to do, because I really had to humble myself from, you know, my ideal plan of wanting to have a birth at home and what I thought was the most natural and best. And we can't afford that right now. And this is the second best. I mean, this is the best outcome I could ever think of. Like, they have tubs there. They have a whole midwife team. And even though my OB is a male, which Jeremiah was kind of freaked out about, he's the only male in the office. And I'm going to be with a team of women. And he only really needs to come in, you know, while the baby's being born. And if that... he said, he was like, I tend to do, like, I'll come in for emergency C-sections and things, but he's like, I want to make sure that that doesn't happen. And he listened to my birth plans and my goals, and he's amazing. So thank you for that. Also, thank you for the prayers on Jeremiah's job. He's going in for a different interview this Saturday. So if you could be praying just us figuring out which career path he's going to take, because that's huge, you know, for us and our family and where we're going to be going. But his office moved into our closet. So he's able to put it away at the end of the day, which I love. It doesn't take up half of our kitchen anymore, but poor guy had to cut half of his desk. And I told him, I was like, it's just one step to someday having our dream home, and him being able to have the actual giant, beautiful piece of wood that he wants for his desk. So he cut his desk that he already made. And that's why I've been recording in the bedroom, because our bedroom is now our new office. So definitely we're in a small place, but we're so thankful that just like the things that we've been doing with each other and taking a step back and realizing what's most important, and having Penelope away from technology and being able to unplug and turn all those things off is so important to us, which is why this episode is also really important, because I want people to understand, even just with screens and lights, how much they can affect you in general. And I don't think people know that, because I think people hear red light therapy and they think, oh, you know, I know it can help your cells and it can heal, but it's really expensive and it's not for me. Not all red light therapy is expensive, one. And two, just because it's expensive doesn't mean it works well. And three, the proper red light therapy that I love, that actually mimics God's natural light, the sun, you know, no biggie, and what's healthiest for us, is actually the cheapest option. And it promotes UV, which is what we should be getting. So some people think that that's a negative. And obviously if you have skin cancer and stuff, don't do that. But yeah, you want heat with infrared. Like it, they go hand in hand. It actually works better cellularly. So anyway, we're going to get into that. But I just wanted to thank everyone for their discernment and wisdom and prayers and how you've all poured into us individually. And I'm just honored to have this podcast and, you know, just be able to mess up an entire episode and re-record it with you guys. So, which none of this, by the way, was in the first episode. So there you go. Maybe that's why. Okay, let's get into red light therapy. Let's get down to business. So red light therapy, RLT, it's also known as low level laser therapy. Okay, it's a photobiomodulation, and it's a treatment that uses low wavelength red or near infrared, which is two different things, to stimulate healing in the body. Okay, so red and near infrared light penetrates the skin and it's absorbed by cells. So red light takes longer, and then near infrared light penetrates directly to the cell. And that's going to be important later. So this boosts mitochondrial function, which is the energy producing part of the cell, right? The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. So that increases ATP, which is cellular energy. As a result, it can enhance cellular repair, reduce inflammation in the body, as long as your liver is supported, and promote regeneration. Yay! Snaps for regeneration. Skin health will improve, hair growth can improve in the area, pain and inflammation also can be taken care of, mood and sleep can also be helped, which is amazing, especially with, you know, seasonal affectiveness disorder or SAD, because it helps with the circadian rhythm, and hormonal support, especially when you use it on your thyroid or, you know, the temple of your head. So that's all super fun information that I went over before, but I want to talk about the four different types of lights that are most commonly used in a household. So one being LED, so light emitting diode, which I had no idea that that's was the breakdown of LED, fluorescent bulbs, which includes CFLs and tubes, right? The ones that you see at kids' schools, I feel like that's, or even grocery stores. That's the most common place I think we see them. Incandescent bulbs and halogen bulbs. Let's get into it. I first want to talk about the typical light spectrum. Okay. So there's a typical spectrum, and then there are peak wavelengths, and then there's red or NIR emission. So how much red light are you actually getting? And then UV emission for these wavelengths. So let's start with LED white, like just regular LEDs. So it's tuned and it's broad and it's often very blue heavy. Okay. For LED therapy, it's a lot more narrow and specific, but still blue undertones in the background. Very important. For fluorescent, it's spiky, it's UV, and it's visible. And it's also known as phosphor light. For incandescent, it's known as smooth, red, IR heavy. So incandescent lights are red light heavy in general. Halogen lights are smooth, more visible than incandescent. So the red light is still there, but it's just more visible. So it's easier on the eyes. If we're going into LED, let's just stick with the red light from here on out. But LED starts with 630 to 660 nm, which is great, actually, if you're trying to get red light. The best it can do is 850 nm. When we're talking about red light therapy, it's the okay red light therapy starts at 300 nm, and amazing, it starts at 500. So the fact that they start at 630 is great. For fluorescent, it starts at 540 nm and peaks at 610. For incandescent light bulbs, it's 1000 nm. Just that's it. That's your only option. And then for halogen, it's 900 to 950 nm. So are you seeing already? There's already a top winner when it comes to peak wavelengths and just for color, okay? Now let's move to red and NR emission, okay? So by design, LED therapy, when it's specific for red therapy, yes. If it's not, it's very, very blue heavy. Fluorescent, it's very weak and it almost has none. For incandescent and halogen, for incandescent, yes, it is. It's red heavy, but it's a little more broad and it's not as focused, which people would be like, oh, well, then it sucks, and it doesn't. And I'll tell you why. Same thing with the halogen. It's also a little bit more broad. That's why the incandescent is 1000 nm and the halogen is 900 and 950. So which ones emit UV emission, which means like heat? So LED, none. For fluorescent, it's a little bit. And for incandescent to halogen, it's yes. They just do. They all emit natural UV light, which some people would say is bad. But again, when we think about God's creation, what naturally comes with red light? Heat and warmth. So those go hand in hand, and they actually can make the red light stronger and better and penetrate faster into the skin. So let's break it down. Let's just start with LED, which is my least favorite light. LED and fluorescent can both suck it. But LED specifically, it drives me bonkers, 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 because all of these people out there, all of these holistic people are, you know, promoting LED masks and these LED lights for their skin, red light therapy, the LED beds, absolute BS. Do they work? Yeah, actually, I've used an LED bed and it felt super warm and it was nice, but you have to lay directly on it. And it has to be done for a minimum of 45 minutes for it to even somewhat start up that natural heat and warmth that comes to your skin. And here's the other thing too. You'll notice on those LED beds and in the LED masks, there are blue lights accompanied with it, because all LEDs have a type of blue light therapy or blue wavelength at all times. So when you're trying to counteract the blue light that you are being affected by all day, and then you put that blue light directly, blue/red light directly onto your skin, you are, you're literally like putting, how do I say this? Let's say like you have like 5,000 lights on you, right? About 2,000 of them are constantly blue or flickering blue, because LED is also a high flicker module, which is also horrible for your eyes, horrible for your skin, and horrible for your cells. So you're actually counteracting it the entire time. So I just, it drives me nuts. With red light therapy, LEDs, they are made specifically to get put on the skin. So whenever you're paying thousands of dollars for those dumb things that hang up on a wall, if it's not directly touching you, it's already 80% less likely to help you. So if you paid $300, $400 for one of those LED red light therapies, and you're like, oh, I do feel it, like it feels good when it's close to me or next to me, that's great. But you spent a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time, and you have to sit there for at least 45 minutes. And that's when it's touching you. So even longer if it's not touching your skin directly. It's just, you spent a lot on nothing, basically, in my opinion. From my research and what I'm looking at, it just doesn't make any sense. So here's the thing, though, that is people get really excited about with LED. LED is the only light bulb out there that immediately when it is on your skin, it goes directly into the cells. So people will be like, hey, look, it's more pointed. It gets directly into your cells, which means it works better. Well, yes and no. It goes directly into the mitochondria of your cell, but it takes longer. It doesn't have the natural heat to help boost it. And on top of that, just because something goes directly to your cell doesn't mean that's what you were naturally made to receive. Okay. You guys have heard me talk about essential oils quite often on this podcast. And just like I've told you guys before, all essential oils are stimulants. It doesn't matter if it's a relaxant herb or a stimulating herb. They're all still stimulants in the way that they're made, right? It's the process. So if you use it often enough, you are still creating a stimulant, right? So if I put essential oil lavender, if I ingest it, or if I'm constantly putting it on my skin without a carrier oil, I'm actually causing my body to stimulate and to wake up before I go to bed, not to relax. And I'm training my body to do that every time I use it improperly without a carrier oil or without using it how it should be used, which is in a diffuser, right? So it's the same thing with LEDs. LEDs were not made, even though they're made specifically with the red ones to penetrate, your body wasn't made to receive LED light penetrating you cellularly. Guess what? Your body was made to receive UV red light naturally, which is what a fluorescent kind of does, but an incandescent bulb 100% does. And a halogen bulb 100% does, because both the incandescent and halogen bulbs have all of the range of UV, natural UV in the light spectrum, every single one. So let's move on to my second least favorite, which is fluorescent, because that's even been, I'm sure you guys have heard, like, using fluorescent bulbs actually makes kids have higher ADHD and things like that. So let's talk about why. So the spectrum of incandescent bulbs is called spiky. And the reason why it's called spiky is because it's a mix of UV, visible light, and phosphors. So what are those things? Phosphors basically penetrate into your skin and into your eyes and on like a spiky level. So it jumps like this. So the LED flashes consistently. Think about somebody flashing like this. You hear that? Flashing their fingers in front of you constantly all day. But at such a high rate that your body, it doesn't see it as an issue right away, but it actually causes anxiety. Fluorescent, imagine a ball zooming past your face really quickly all the time. So just like bam, bam, like almost, I just hit my own headphones with my hands. So imagine that type of anxiety just constantly in your head, and bouncing out in your head. That's what fluorescent does, basically. The wavelength range, so it is a UV emission, starts at 254 nm, used to excite phosphor coating. So the visible output is 700 nm, but it depends on the phosphor blend. So it may emit small amounts of UV, but not super high. Yeah, and it's not designed to emit deep red NIR, which is what you need. I mean, you need at least, like we said earlier, you need a high amount of that for it to work. So no, fluorescent doesn't do diddly squiddly when it comes to any type of red light therapy. I mean, this is something you shouldn't even have in your house because it causes anxiety disorders and so many other things. I think there are even studies done. I think I swear I saw one. Let me see. Yeah, it's by PMC. Yeah, the National Library of Medicine. They have quite a few different studies on how fluorescent lights cause significant worse life for people who have anxiety disorders. So there's that. Okay, let's get into my favorite light bulbs, which these are the ones that we have all over our home. I think we have one halogen light bulb. I think this might be the one that's in our bedroom, but I don't like it as much as the incandescent light bulbs, and I'll tell you guys why. So incandescent light bulbs, the spectrum is continuous with a strong base towards infrared. We naturally are around infrared light all the time. So having these light bulbs around you is like having natural sunshine in your home. It emits 400 nm violet to 250 nm infrared. Its peak emission is the infrared at 1000 nm due to heat. So these can also get hot. Also, very little energy in blue violet. Lots of red IR, which gives it a warm glow. Even if you get more of a white one, it tends to have more of like a yellowy glow, which is why those ones are in our living room. So our house is small. We're not even at 900 square feet here, but Jeremiah wanted a giant TV when we got married. So we got it, and it covers a huge wall. So on behind us, behind our chairs, you know, and our couches, we have multiple sets of incandescent bulbs. One is from a lamp that I made, and then the other one is on the other side of the couch from one little lamp. And we have those on while we're watching TV to counterbalance the blue light that's emitting from the LED from us or in front of us. So we have blue light coming in front of us, and then a high intensity red light or orangey light coming from behind us to help counteract. And it is literally the only way I can watch TV because it hurts my eyes so badly to not have that on. So now bringing that into red light, because incandescent bulbs get warm, they actually promote natural UV. So if you were to get an infrared incandescent bulb, and it starts anywhere between 300 to 500 watts, that is insane amount of power. You literally have to get a special type. You can't just put them into any lamp. You have to get a special one because it gets super hot, and you have to move it with a mitten if you want to move it. But you don't want it super close to your skin because it gets really hot, and people can actually get burned from the UV. These ones you can actually even bounce off of a wall, and that same light will bounce to you and be not as effective, but a more gentle way for you to start with the red light therapy. And because it's the same way, that has the same wavelength as the sun, it doesn't directly hit to your cells immediately. It takes a little bit more time. So it takes like about 5 or 10 minutes in the direct area for it to actually kick in and hit your mitochondria. But you will literally start sweating, and you can feel, it almost feels like you're in a sauna, just like you would when you're outside and you're laying in the sun and you start to get warm. So you're having the natural chemical, physiological reactions that you would while you're in sunlight, which makes it healthier and better. But on paper, when you compare it in studies, they'll say that infrared is weaker and not as strong as LED because it doesn't hit directly to the cells, and because it disperses a little bit more. But again, what was our body made to receive? LED light? No. Infrared? Yes. Incandescent? Yes, absolutely. So in my professional opinion and my holistic opinion, biblically and even just holistically, this one makes the most sense. They're also the same ones that we use for animals all the time. So that was like the biggest thing that Jeremiah and I, because we do have it on our registry. We were trying to figure out, how can we get this for me postpartum to heal, but then also like the ones that they have for animals are like little clamps. And we did find a few American made websites, which if people do want that, just DM me directly on Instagram. I can send it to you, the companies that we want, or check out my registry as well, which I can send the link to you, because I know a lot of people have been asking like, what's on your registry? Why do you have what you have? Which will also be my ebook as well, but I can send it to you. So one of the companies that we really liked, it actually is like a full lamp. Like it's a lamp that you can move and adjust. And then you can get light bulbs, which the light bulbs are so cheap. They're like $30 versus infrared are like thousands. Or I'm sorry, not infrared. LED are thousands of dollars. And again, in my opinion, less effective and annoyingly put blue light onto you, which is literally the exact opposite, because blue light is what calms down the mitochondria. And like think of blue as cooling. It stops like ice, and then red heat, hot, right? It stirs inflammation. So it just, all these LED things just make me so mad. Okay, let's move to the halogen light bulbs, because this is like the new and improved incandescence. And the reason why is because it can have a hotter filament, but it shifts more energy towards visible light, so it can create more of a white light. So whenever you see incandescent bulbs that are advertised as a whiter light, like what we have in our bedroom, that's actually considered a halogen bulb. So it's kind of the same thing. Also, it starts at 400 nm to 250 nm, so it's slightly more visible light and traditional than a traditional incandescent, which I mentioned before. But what people like about it is that there tends to be better colors in the CFLs, and it's still a broad, non-specific spectrum. It does emit some heat, but it's normally and traditionally, because they think LED is better, not considered ideal for precise therapy. So, whatever. For types of red light bulbs for animal warmth, it's incandescent infrared heat lamps. So again, you can see that they use incandescent infrared heat, which is exactly what I was talking about before. There's red glass and it gets warm. It keeps you warm. The heat output is high, so you can't put it too close. And then also too, normally they can also have ceramic heat emitters, which is a non-light wavelength. It's known for creating that natural heat and warmth, but also the natural red light that the animals need, especially in longer winters, which is normally when red light is used, or for lizards, because they're around it all the time, right? You have to remember, if it's good for the animals, it's probably great for us. They want that more natural sunlight and the natural way of like how sun works, and that's what keeps your animal alive. That's probably what's going to be best for you. There's a reason why they don't use LED on animals. It's not the same. You want the full light spectrum. You want more of the red in the full light spectrum, and then you want to be able to have the UV heat. So, all of this being said and done, I know this is a shorter episode this week, but it's a lot of information packed into a shorter episode, and I just want to make it clear. If you are going to get any type of red light therapy, if you want the cheapest version ever, always find those lamps, right? Start off with those lampy lamps and get the ones that obviously are good with heat. You can clamp it onto something and lay it above you, whatever. Also get green glasses to counteract the red light that you should be wearing while you're laying under it. It should get very hot, and it needs to start at least 300 watts. The best one that I've been able to find is 500 watts, but that also is a much better, bigger lamp. And that's going to cover a much bigger surface, and not everyone needs that. You can easily go to your local feed store and find that at your animal feed store, which is crazy. And it ends up being like $100 set versus I see some of them go for like 10 grand, especially those beds. Those are super expensive. So at the end of the day, incandescent is going to be the best way to go. It's the cheapest. It's the most natural. It mimics God's actual natural sunlight, and you can use it in so many different versatile ways, whether it's bouncing it off of your light in your room, putting it directly on you, or just having it in the background and like being healthy and good for your plants. It doesn't even have to be you. So I am 100% a huge fan of incandescent light. And that's why I'm saying it over and over again, because I was saying fluorescent the last thing I recorded, which is so insane. I can't believe I did that. So not LED, not fluorescent, but incandescent. I just want it to be drilled into your guys' brains. And if you guys have any questions, you can always, of course, email or text me and message me on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. I just want you guys to know that not all types of holistic health have to be expensive. And also, too, you can just go out in the sunshine. Just pick the prime, warmest part of the day and lay out and make it a priority if you really want to, because that's going to beat out everything else that I've talked about today on this episode. At the actual sunlight at 12 o'clock, 12 to 1, get outside with your kids, get outside with your hubby, get outside by yourself. I don't care. Go outside. And humans should be outside at least a minimum of 4 hours a day, every single day. So if you can do that, you don't even need a red light. That's what I say. But I love you guys. I'm glad I got to do kind of a short, sweet little episode today and just really go in depth into red light therapy and explain the difference and why it's important. And also just for you guys to have some confidence going out there and not be envious of all the other crap that you see. Like all these people like, oh my gosh, they can afford. Great. They can afford crap. Let people buy crap. And guess what? You're the educated one buying incandescent bulbs for you and your family, baby. All right. I love you guys. I'm like out of breath. Jeremiah and I have so much more that we have to do this week and clean and get ready and just kind of reset our household. And I have to redo my whole anatomy scan because my last OB was such a poop show. So yeah. Just, this is a whole new exciting season. So if you need prayer, if you need Bibles, if you need anything spiritually, or just have holistic health questions and advice, don't be afraid to email me, text me, whatever. Catch me, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. If you want to page me, that's not okay because I don't have one. But I love you guys, and I pray that you are using this information for God's glory, for you guys being image bearers. And at the end of the day, do what's best for you and your family. You may not even need red light therapy because you're amazing and you live in some beautiful part of the world like Mexico or Hawaii, where I want to live with you. I love you guys. And before I ramble more, just keep casting seeds.
We hope you enjoyed learning how to cultivate God's creation from a biblical perspective. Holistic health is to prioritize whole person wellness through Christ. Like and comment on what topics we're casting seeds or casting pearls.
If you found this information provided useful, subscribe to our podcast for future updates, leave a review to help us improve, and share this episode. We would like to remind you before we leave that perfect health cannot be attained in this world.
Only spiritual salvation through sanctification and repentance to God and turning away from sin will give you a perfect body in the kingdom come. Nourish yourself in the word, in prayer, and in biblical fellowship daily.
Thank you for joining us today, and a special thank you to our listeners for making this podcast possible.
Always praying.
Keep casting seeds.